Nau mai, haere mai. Welcome to the Maxim Institute podcast. My name is Jason, and I'm the Communications Manager at Maxim Institute. This is our weekly short-form podcast. These podcasts are released in tandem with our weekly column and are a chance for you to hear in-depth from the column's author about some of the thinking that went into producing their final piece. Today, we talk to Executive Director Tim Wilson about his latest column. Tim, welcome back to the podcast, mate. Good to have you.
Great to be here.
We're talking about your recent column for Maxim, Protesting Too Much. Now, you open with this quote, "The lady doth protest too much, methinks." Now, tell me about that quote. Where's that from?
It's a quote from Shakespeare's play Hamlet. And essentially, it's someone is casting doubt on the sincerity of the overacting of a play within the actual play. And when we use it, methinks you doth protest too much. We don't say that, but we say, I think you're protesting too much. It means, I don't think you're being sincere. Yeah. You're over-egging the pudding, mate, and I don't like it.
Yeah, so we use it when we think someone's saying something too vehemently and they actually mean the opposite of what they say.
In the column, I actually say that extreme language often dilutes the effect of the language, and also it can be a radioactive or a Geiger counter, for radioactive untruth, falsity, because when it's that vehement, particularly, and I'm thinking here especially of the denials made by the Chinese embassy to the allegation of hacking the New Zealand Parliament that the GCSB made just within the last few weeks.
Mm. So they, the GCSB came out and said, we were hacked in 2021. Mm. It was a company that is related to or funded by
a group of hackers.
Yeah, funded by the Chinese government. And they came out and they denied it vehemently.
Vehemently, yes, they did. And they rejected outright such groundless and irresponsible accusations. Well, you wonder, first off, well, how can a groundless accusation be responsible? So it's a tautology. So immediately your indicator starts to go off and they're like,
the
we will,
going ding, ding, ding.
And they also say, we have never, nor will we in the future, interfere in the internal affairs of other countries, including New Zealand. That's awkward because other countries have accused them of doing that. Canada, the French Parliament. We're looking at a headline here, China's Interference, Increasingly Aggressive French Parliament Report. The Council for Foreign Relations, also China's Growing Interference on Domestic Politics. So,
Methinks they doth protest too much.
Methinks they doth protest too much. And they say, oh, you know, that's barking up the wrong tree. Well, that dog's already barking and other people have identified the tree. Sorry.
And so this extreme language that you're talking about that they've used, it's also being used in New Zealand politics as well. You point out an example in the column too.
Yeah, and there's a couple of examples there. The Te Pāti Māori using the word genocide to describe the anti-smoking legislation's repeal. Now, Maxim research fellow Natasha Bolas has pointed out that genocide means many things, but it doesn't mean that. Also, Winston Peters was recently pilloried for allegedly comparing co-governance to Nazism. Now, he disputes that comparison and says that the press were over-crystallizing. But suddenly the discussion became not about the contention, whatever it was, but about Nazism. And when you make Nazi references, often that distracts people.
Yeah, I think that's the problem, isn't it? That the word overshadows what he was actually talking about, and that's lost. I mean,
this is again the use of extreme language, actually not conveying something, but distracting people.
So a rhetorical flourish that really overreached or just didn't do what it was meant to do. It did too much almost.
Ideally, And look, I'm not opposed to rhetoric. I think that rhetoric's, because rhetoric is the art of speaking to many people. I mean, you may feel you're just talking to me, Jason, but we're actually talking to all of the people who are watching and listening avidly to the Maxim podcast.
That's right,
So we're doing a bit of rhetoric ourselves. But I just wish there were some different notes in the rhetoric that we've been being subjected to, often politically, but also geopolitically.
Not so combative, maybe. Not so, I guess, grandstanding in some ways.
And also with a, I think, with a note of personal vulnerability. And so, and one of the a lot of MPs actually from both sides of the House made really good maiden speeches. One that stood out in particular was James Meagher, who talked about his childhood and his relationship with his father. And he also said that, you know, no political party owns Māori or the poor, and backed this up with his own experience, which was actually, it was quite sad. He said, "I know what it's like to have your very first memory be of the police trying to coax you to come out from under the bed, telling you that everything would be okay." And how different to the bluster that we heard from the Chinese embassy, and the bluster we often hear that passes for public speech. I think if we can speak without that desire for extremity and effect, and maybe just be a bit more vulnerable, then perhaps we'll be a bit more truthful and more people will believe us.
So less tautology, more vulnerability.
I think you've got it.
Oh, excellent.
Don't protest too much.
That's right. Thanks for being with us, Tim.
My pleasure. "The lady doth protest too much, methinks." A famous line from Shakespeare's Hamlet. It's uttered in response to the insincere overacting of a character in a play within a play. In everyday use, the phrase indicates doubt of sincerity, especially regarding the truth of a strong denial. Too much protesting springs to mind when reviewing China's response to the recent revelation by the GCSB that state-sponsored hackers attacked the New Zealand Parliament in 2021. The Chinese embassy spokesperson says that they, quote, "reject outright such groundless and irresponsible accusations." They also say, "We have never, nor will we in the future, interfere in the internal affairs of other countries, including New Zealand." Accusing China of foreign interference is completely barking up the wrong tree. The tone? Vivid, obviously. Not merely groundless, but irresponsible accusations. Hang on. How can a groundless accusation not be irresponsible? A wrong tree is invoked and barking in regards to Chinese interference in other countries. Unfortunately, others have described that particular tree and dog well, including Canadian authorities, the Council for Foreign Relations, and the French Parliament. Some headlines. Canada announces public inquiry into whether China, Russia, and others interfered in elections. Another one. China's growing interference on domestic politics. And finally, China's interference increasingly aggressive. French Parliament report. There's the paradox. Language has meaning. Extreme language often has less meaning. In fact, it can be a Geiger counter indicating radioactive falsity. G.K. Chesterton once said, "Propaganda is believing that other people will believe whatever you can invent." Such misbelief isn't merely international. Local examples abound. Let's recall Te Pāti Māori deploying the word genocide to characterise the anti-smoking legislation's repeal. As Maxim research fellow Natasha Bolas has noted, the word means many things, but not this. Recently, Winston Peters was pilloried for allegedly comparing co-governance to Nazism. He disputes a comparison was made, contending that he was pointing out the problematic nature of any race-based assertion of superiority. On reflection, the media overcrystallized, but nonetheless, it was enough to merit a scolding from Winston Peters' ostensible boss, Prime Minister Chris Luxon. So the discussion became about the fallout rather than the contention. Well, Nazi references will do that. With trust in politicians historically low, there needs to be less protesting, less extremity, and perhaps more personal vulnerability. It's a bit like how people talk to one another individually. I'm not arguing against rhetoric, merely that some of the notes change. And the next generation may hold the key. Many of the maiden speeches by incoming MPs from all parties were heartening, in particular the one delivered by National's James Meagher. Asserting that no political party owns Māori or the poor, he described his own childhood. quote, "I know what it's like to have your very first memory be of the police trying to coax you to come out from under the bed, telling you that everything would be okay." How different is that to the Chinese bluster we began with? Experiences rather than proclamation and truth. It's powerful, it can hurt, and it doesn't need to protest too much.
Thanks for listening to the Maxim Institute podcast. If you'd like to hear more from us and keep up with the rest of our research and analysis of politics and policy in New Zealand, you can sign up on the homepage of our website to get our monthly forum email and invitations to future Maxim Institute events. You can search and subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, or wherever you get your podcasts. From the team at Maxim, mā te wā, goodbye for now.